Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
This week, we have been honoring our veterans. In studio is Chet Bennett, who served with the Marine Corps. Chet, we are honored to have you as our guest today.
Thank you.
Tell us when you served and some of the offensives that you were involved in.
Sure. I joined the Marine Corps in December of 1998 and served until I was medically discharged in 2007. I was in Iraq in 2004 and 2005. And from a historical standpoint, the Marines were involved in a battle in Fallujah in November of 2004 that was the primary effort being to retake that city, a city about the size of Lincoln, but more populated. And my team's job, I led a team of Marines whose job was ultimately to be on the ground and be some of the first in the fighting to clear mines and to prepare positions for tanks, and then ultimately help with some of the armored vehicles as they weren't able to get into some of those tighter spots and going door to door and clearing different locations for them to be able to advance the battle.
We want to thank you for your service and admire your courage. There are many listening who have family members, loved ones, husbands, brothers, sisters who have served. How can we support our veterans, Chet?
Be present and don't be afraid. Meaning, just I think people sometimes are kind of fearful of what they might find if they do ask the questions of, are you okay and do you want to talk about it? But what I've found in my generation of warriors is that sometimes we do want to be asked, and it might take more than once of asking, but that hands down from a family level, from a community level, just continue to be present, not pushy, but present.
God bless you for your service to our nation. And I invite everyone listening to join us tomorrow as we talk about the trauma that you experienced. Take time to thank a veteran today.